Marcia McAllister on Facebook. That's right. That's our pastor. And she there, if you are become friends with her, you'll get notified as soon as she goes live.
Right.
And you just click that notification, takes you right to there, and you can tune in, and you can comment, you can give a thumbs up, you can give a heart, and do whatever. But we'd love to have a lot of people on, a lot of people to share the word, because we need to reach as many people as we can.
Absolutely. Thank you, Megan. That was great. So this Wednesday night at 7:30. And we will be live, and you can all, you prayers, be praying for the Wi-Fi to work better than it did last week, right? Station ID, don't go anywhere. All right, we are back. There we go. We got to do that station ID at the top of each hour here on the radio station. And we are in our 10th year and almost getting ready to celebrate our 10th anniversary, which will be on Resurrection Sunday. Very excited about that. It'll be a very special show that day. And as always, and that will be Resurrection Day. So what you talk about free to live. I mean, Jesus was freed from the bonds of death. And he rose, the living Lord. And of all the religions in the world, Jesus is the only one that is the risen Lord and Savior. A lot of them are good teachers, a lot of them were prophets, but Jesus is the risen Lord and Savior, and we celebrate that day. PJ, you want to comment on that? What a great time.
Amen. Amen. That's what the resurrection is, the one thing that sets Christianity apart, Christianity apart from all other religions.
Right.
Never before had the teacher willingly died, as we're going to read here shortly.
Right.
And resurrected, come back from the dead physically.
Yes.
Not some little spiritual woo-woo appearance.
Right.
This was Jesus in his human body
coming back.
Come back from the dead.
Can't wait till that day to teach all that. Love always teaching that every year, don't you?
Amen.
It's really going to be fun. So it's only a few weeks away. So if you just are now joining us, we're in our new series, Free to Live. And today we're talking about John chapter 10, and Jesus, when he came to this earth, came to show us the nature of the Father. That's Hebrews 1:3, that he came and he gave us a picture of the Father and the nature of God. And so as we see all these stories in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we can get a better picture of what God the Father was all about. So we are in John 10, and we'll get right back to that in just a moment. Megan, I'd like for you to comment on the Go Yard show that we do on Thursday night, and then PJ, the prayer line, and before we get going to this next song. Go ahead, Meg.
Absolutely. Go Yard is on every Thursday at 6:07 p.m. right here on this radio station, and it's you, Mama Mac, as we know you on Thursday night.
That's right.
And Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Right.
And you guys get on and teach us about how to handle some certain life issues.
Right.
And you know, it's a life coaching show that nobody should miss. I'm just
going to
leave it at that.
Wow. All right. So join us this Thursday night, 6:06. Let me give you the website address, because we have 2.5 years now that we've been on that show every Thursday night. Can you believe that? We have tons of shows, and they're all on our website by title. And so you go to Go Yard 2014, because that's the year we started it, goyard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, not a .com. So goyard2014.org. And you can find all kinds of series on every kind of topic that you can imagine. We're really in a good series right now. We started it last week. Contentment. You know, the value of contentment. It's really, and we actually calling the series The Freedom of Contentment, which this week will be part two. So try to catch that every Thursday night. It's just an hour show. Goes by quickly. It's pretty crazy. A lot of fun. And that's what we do on Thursday nights. PJ, tell us about the prayer line. We do that 24/7, 365.
Yes, we do. We have a prayer line, which myself and Betty and Shell are kind of the ringleaders, I guess you would say. We're kind of the leaders
Leaders, yeah.
So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. One of us will pick it up. We will send it out, this request, and we always type up a prayer to go with it, because we do believe in the power of unity when we're praying. So we'll send that out to our prayer team, and we all will pray, and
yes.
we expect answers. When we pray, we're just not talking to the air. We're talking to God
amen.
Almighty,
Woo.
And we expect and believe for answers. So the other kind of flip side of that is when you send us a prayer request, be sure when it gets answered to send us a praise report,
yes.
because I do keep track of those, both in our little book that we use on Wednesday night, and I keep the emails that come in
and
for praise reports.
I keep them in my little book too, you know, a lot of them, and I turn to those pages and I see check mark with a date that it answered. And I tell you, it builds your faith, which leads me to this song by the group New Song, God Hears. Because he does. He hears.
Well, you hope this day would never come. You can't look back. What's done is done. It's just so hard to lose and then go on. When all you had is not enough, it's hard to fall and get back up. When you can't breathe and your heart has lost its song. But there is hope, my friend. You will sing again. 'Cause God hears when there are no words to speak. Your sorrow runs deep, and it feels like all your faith has disappeared. God hears. God hears. In a place they call Gethsemane, that's where he found his victory. When he told his father, not my will but yours. Jesus gave his life to rescue us, and he knew that it would be enough to conquer death and open heaven's doors. Oh, and a love so deep, it leads us to be. Questions come when all you thought you had is gone. When you feel lost somewhere in the silence and fear comes rushing in, don't give up, you're not alone, no, 'cause God is here, yeah, and there are no words to speak. God is here, yeah. His healing runs deep, and all those questions that you had just disappear.
Praise God. God hears. God hears. God hears. My sheep hear my voice, and God hears us. And so true. We're in John chapter 10, if you're just joining us. And I'm not sure what verse this is. I'm going to guess it might be around 5. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he gets them all out, he leads them, and they follow because they're familiar with his voice. They won't follow a stranger's voice, but will scatter because they aren't used to the sound of it. They hear God's voice, and dear ones, this is what God is saying to us today. We are his sheep, people of his pasture, the sheep of his pasture, and we can hear his voice, and we can recognize when he's speaking to us and when the enemy's trying to talk to us. Pastor Jim, you want to comment on that, and then we'll go to Megan on this whole concept.
Absolutely. I mean,
all right. Megan, he's really ready.
We can,
all right.
We can hear.
Yes.
Hear Jesus'
yes,
voice.
Yes, we can.
And as we talked before, we have to, it's kind of a learning curve, but it's so important that we do that.
Right.
So we don't go off following a deceiver.
Right.
We need to follow Jesus.
Right.
He is the good shepherd.
Amen.
He cares for us. He makes sure we're protected and sheltered and everything, like we talked about in the first hour.
Right.
We need to hear his voice. It's important that we follow him and not let ourselves get, I like this, you know, stranger comes up and the sheep who know the shepherd's voice are going to flee from this stranger.
Right.
You know, help us, Lord, to have that sense to do that.
Absolutely. And to know down on the inside when this is God and when it's not. Right. So talk to us, Megan, about that.
Oh, goodness. That song had me in tears. That was beautiful.
Isn't that great?
That was awesome. I've never heard that song. You know, I kind of, something that stood out in that song was don't give up.
Right.
And because God hears.
Yes.
And even in times for myself, when life was hurting me more than I've ever been hurt before, when I found out that my son had like a 65% chance of living, and then it dropped to 25% chance at life, is that when life hits you hard, that's where you have to remember those three words, don't give up.
That's right.
Because even if you can't speak, God is there.
Yes.
Even if you have no words that can come forth of any more than Jesus help me, God knows what is bothering you. God knows your burdens.
Right.
And that's where it's so important that in our walk here that we stay with the flock, because
good point.
There's power in numbers. What I mean by that is there's power in prayer. There's safety in numbers.
Yes.
And the more that we stay with the flock, and that could be representation of being in the church,
right,
that where we are strengthened in numbers, we are strengthened
That's
together
really good.
When we are there to hear the shepherd's voice together, when we are going through another training seminar. And I don't know how I would not function without being in church. I don't know how I would function without hearing Pastor Marcia preach just for the 15 minutes that I do on Wednesday nights through Facebook, because it's a time of strengthening for my spirit, because there are times when the devil is going to try to knock you down, and the closer you get to the Lord, I'm telling you, the more he tries.
Absolutely.
And that's the person that tries to sneak over the side of the fence. It's not
right.
The person that's coming through the gate.
That's right.
And
yes,
that's
it's
where
the thief.
We learn. The
yes.
More, yes, that's where we learn. The more that we recognize the shepherd, we stay close to the flock, we're protected.
You know, that's a great point, Megan, because this is a day and age where people don't want to go to church. And I'm not the only pastor that's had to deal with this. PJ and I are not the only ones. This is a common problem now across this nation, where church attendance is reportedly very low, and people are resorting to other ways and place and mediums to try to reach people, which is what we do here and have been for 10 years, saw this coming. So we do this radio show. We invest in this every single week. Now Facebook and the different avenues that brings us into more people's awareness. Because, you know, you're right, Megan. There's so many people that they get off. They're just doing their own thing. They're too busy. They can't congregate, or they can't take time to listen to the Word of God. They don't go back and listen to old shows, or they don't go to church or prayer meeting or whatever. And when we're weak, we need each other. And that's what so many people forget. Address that, PJ, would you? It's so important here. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10.
Exactly.
Right? That's
exactly.
What it says right here. It's where we're at.
And you think if it, when sheep wander away from the shepherd, both, and I'll be blunt, both locally and universally being
right.
Jesus, but locally being their local church, you become prey to every wolf that's out there.
That's the truth.
And
every new idea, every right, new age every, concept or
every
whatever.
Little, every, well, to quote Paul, every wind of doctrine.
Every wind of doctrine.
Blows your way.
Right.
And it's just not safe.
Right.
I mean, I can't express that strongly enough, I don't think. It's not safe.
Right.
Apart from the fellowship of the believers. I mean,
yes.
We're likened to a body.
Right.
We're likened to a building.
Right.
I mean, what good are you if you're a brick that's supposed to be in a building and you're setting out, you know, a block away?
Right.
You know, you're just out there and where you could be part of a building where a fortress.
Right.
And or the imagery of the body. If you've cut yourself off from the body, you're going to die.
Absolutely. And we are told over and over again to be like newborn babes that long for the milk of the word of God, that we are to want to hear the word. That's what I hear you saying, Megan. You want to hear it. You can't wait to hear it, right? You are,
absolutely.
You're ready to hear the word of God. But Megan addressed this because there's so many people out there who have gotten, I guess, just lackadaisical, lazy, complacent. I don't know what you want to call it, but when it comes to the word of God, it's not a priority in their lives. But it must be. It is in mine. It is in PJ's. It is in yours. It is in our radio team and so many people I know. But it isn't a priority in a lot of people's lives. Can you address that, Megan? I'll get off my little soapbox here.
I'll get on mine.
All right. Go ahead.
You know, you come up, how many excuses can you come up with? That
any
you can't
excuse
get out
will
of bed?
Do.
Exactly. I got an ingrown toenail. I can't put my shoe on today. I'm not going to church.
Right.
Well, guess what? They make sandals. They make Band-Aids.
They make flip-flops, yes.
Soak your toe and go to church.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, and there are also a lot of people that have been hurt by maybe people in the church. Well, you know what? I saw something the other day that said, don't go to church to congregate with the people. Go to church to congregate with the Lord.
Woo!
If you got a powerful minister and he's preaching you the word and he's speaking the truth to you and it might make you a little uncomfortable in your seat, then it's a good thing you're sitting there, because that's what that's what church is for. It's to better us as a Christian. It's to teach us how to be more like Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, I'll say this time and time again on the radio. When the Lord took my son to heaven, there was no greater hook put in my spirit than that, because one day I will be reunited with my son, and that is forever a drive
for me
to be more like Jesus, because I want to make sure that I spend eternity in heaven and not in hell.
Woo.
Because, and that should be everyone's drive.
Should be.
They want to have an eternal life. They want to be able to, you know, live in the on the streets of gold, because people, it does exist.
It's written
in the Bible.
Absolutely.
We are prophesying things like this. It's time to stop making excuses and get into church.
You preach it, Megan Kramer.
I'm off my soapbox.
Oh, that, very good. Now PJ is climbing on.
I will climb on to mine.
Get on, PJ.
We are tag teaming.
We are tag team soapboxes today.
Right.
But it's so true, because we need to hear the word. We need to be somewhere where we're going to hear the word. And, you know, we need to stop making excuses.
Right.
And I mean, you know, there are some, you know, I do order basically my mornings around the word. And now there are some mornings, if I wake up late or something, I can't do my Bible study in the morning. I can't have my little quiet time in the morning. And I feel that throughout the day.
You can feel it all day long. Sure
just,
you can. Yeah.
You know, it just feels off, out of focus. Whereas
right.
when I start my day in the Word, when I start my day praying and praising, that makes a whole difference. And that's why Jesus said, you know, where two or more are gathered, I'm in their midst.
Amen.
I mean, he encourages us to meet together. The writer of Hebrews, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together.
That's exactly
as
right.
is the habit of some.
Right.
but meeting so you can encourage each other even more as you see the day approaching.
Amen.
I mean, that's a reference to Jesus' second coming. We talked about at the very top of the show about, you know, weariness and just looking around and being discouraged.
Right.
That's why we need each other.
We do.
We need to encourage each other, to build each other up, and that happens in fellowship with the body of believers.
Your soapbox was great, too. I tell you, that is excellent. And that's why we're playing this song, Good, Good Father, because he's the good shepherd. Love this new song. Oh, by the way, Chris Tomlin.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. As you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love, love, love. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who
He's our good, good Father. That's who He is. He's our good Shepherd. John 10, verse 11. Actually, we'll start with John 10, verse 10. The thief is only there to steal, kill, and destroy. That's talking about the devil. Jesus said this in John 10, 10, one of the verses you really need to commit to memory. Jesus said, I came so that they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they've ever dreamed of. I love the way the Message Bible says that. In the Amplified, it says, abundantly, life abundantly till it overflows, that kind of life. You know, and then he says in verse 11 of John 10, I am the good shepherd. This is one of the seven I ams that Jesus calls himself in the book of John. I am the good shepherd. He also calls himself the door right here in this passage. So there's two out of seven right here. I am the good shepherd and I am the door or the gate. So he says in verse 11 of John 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd puts the sheep before himself, sacrifices himself if necessary, which we know he did. He went to the cross. A hired man is not a real shepherd. The sheep mean nothing to him. He sees a wolf come, runs for it, leaving the sheep to be ravaged and scattered by the wolf. He's only in it for the money. The sheep don't matter to him. We all know shepherds that are only in it for the money. They're not really true shepherds. There are people like that out there. Verse 14 of John 10, and then we'll give it to PJ, and he can talk about this. And then Megan, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and my own sheep know me. Whoa. In the same way my Father knows me and I know the Father.
You got an hour?
Go ahead. Not really, because The Greek show will come in on at 5. So okay, well, you have a couple minutes. You
got 35 minutes.
Okay, yeah. the thief, and that's symbolic of the devil, comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. He
Absolutely.
Wants to steal and kill and destroy everything that God has given us, including, if he could, our lives. But Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and have it abundantly to the full.
Yes, yes.
Not just barely. And it's not just talking about, I mean, it is, it's part of it, but it's not just getting to heaven life. Not just eternal
life. It's life here, you know.
It's abundant.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Full. It's a full life. And then he says, I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. Again,
right.
The sacrifice.
Yes.
We'll find out he does that willingly. He has the authority
Amen.
To lay it down and take it back up,
which he did.
And I love this. He talks about the hired hand. Mm-hmm. Doesn't care. Just, as Message puts it, just in it for the money. And that goes back to something I said earlier. You know, you put all your flocks together and hire somebody to watch over them. Well, he doesn't care for the flocks. They're not going to listen. I mean, you're not leading them out. They'll only follow the shepherd. But he's not even going to guard them.
Right.
You know, big old wolf or lion comes by. He's going to flee probably because he doesn't care.
He's a hired hand.
He doesn't care for the sheep.
Right.
And that's, like you said, there are some quote unquote pastors, which means shepherd, of course, who do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
unfortunately true.
Who will flee when things get rough.
Right.
They don't really care for the sheep. And then, you know, he says, I love verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me.
Amen.
Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father and I lay down my life for the sheep. I think I mentioned this on Wednesday. That verse just kind of flung it out to me. Think of the relationship that Jesus has with the Father.
Yes.
Okay. I checked, you know me.
Yeah,
same
of course.
Greek word all through here. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. In the same way that the Father and Jesus know each other in that incredibly infinite, intimate relationship they've had since before time.
Right.
That's how Jesus knows us and wants us to know him. To be that intimate with him.
Yes.
Again, that goes back kind of what we were talking about in the first hour.
Right.
It's a scary thing. But God wants, I mean, he already knows you.
Right.
So why not talk to him?
Right.
Why not fellowship with him?
Why not open up?
Why not open up to him? Because he already knows
That's
what's
right.
going on.
Yes.
And you have a dialogue with him.
Right.
You know, because he wants that. Jesus wants
Amen.
You to talk to him so he can talk back so you can learn to hear his voice.
Graham Cook says that the funniest relationship he has on this earth is with the Holy Spirit. And I love that. He says, because they talk back and forth. I do the same. I talk to God. He talks to me. And we, those of us that have been walking with the Lord for a while, understand that. But Graham Cook, I love the way he writes about the humor of the Holy Spirit, how he sees things. And, you know, we need to understand this is a relationship. You know, Megan, I've got a wonderful relationship with you, you too, PJ. And I've known Megan, PJ, since she was 9 years old and sat on the second or third row of our church at Cornerstone in Newcastle, Indiana, with her mama, sometimes her daddy, too. And I remember, Megan, what you looked like at nine. I remember how intense you were, how fun you were. I remember how you were a party to our activities and hung out with my kids. I know you, Megan, so well that I can laugh with you about silly things and just be totally crazy and out there, right?
Absolutely.
How much like God. He really wants that kind of relationship with mm-hmm. us, Megan, that he's known us since we were, like PJ said, Psalm 139 that David wrote, I love it. He's known us since we were in our mother's womb. For heaven's sake, if anybody knows you better than God, there is nobody who could possibly, not even your mama, know you better on this earth than God the Father. My mama's in heaven. I can't talk to her about how I was when I was a baby, or my dad. They're both in heaven. But I'll tell you what, they didn't know me as well as my Father God knows me. Talk to me, Megan, about this. PJ, I love that you were just talking. That is so good. He's really been on his soapbox today, Megan. He really has. So have you.
He has, and they've been awesome soapboxes.
Yes, yes. Talk to us, Meg.
Well, you know, the relationship that we have with the Lord, it just really lights up my face. Like, I'm sitting in a parking lot with millions of people walking by. I'm at the Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio, and people are walking by looking at me like, why is she smiling? Like, she's sitting in the car by herself. What's wrong with her?
Where's your family?
They're in there looking at planes. I had to send them out of the car so I could talk. So, you know, I'm sitting here, and I'm so full of joy because sitting here talking about how well that my Heavenly Father knows me is something that brings a smile to my face.
It does, doesn't it?
Someone that knows me so well, he knows that I'm crazy. He knows that I'm ornery. He knows that I can do crazy things. And sometimes, you know, I get off on the wrong foot, but he corrects me and brings me back.
Right.
And that's that relationship that he wants us to have with him.
Yes.
And, you know, earlier in the show, I had that. The Holy Spirit told me that sometimes with certain people, and I'm not speaking to anyone specifically, this is something that the Holy Spirit told me to say, was that he wishes that we had the same respect for him as he has for us.
Oh, that is good. That's good. What did he mean by that? Talk to us about that.
Well, to me, that means that, you know, it's just the same as respecting your parents that God gave you to raise you here on the earth.
Right.
There's a level of respect that's expected, and a lot of us, I'm sure, have lost that because we are so worried about following the wrong flock, or we've got the wrong shepherd, we've got a hired hand, you know, keeping track of the flock. We're in the wrong flock. We need to get back over with the good shepherd. We need to recognize him and show him the respect that he deserves, that he gives us, that he has his hand on everything in our life.
Right
down to every minute and every second of every day, guys. He has your life planned out.
Right.
So when we let him, when we give him the respect of letting him have control, and that was in one of those songs, and it's really hard to say, is it's not my will, because Jesus said this to his Father too, it's not my will, but it's yours. When we say that and we let the Lord take over the plan for our life, things change. Things get laid out in front of us. They get mapped out for us, and we walk this earth with joy. We walk this earth with a smile on our face. We're alive. We're not dead. We're living. And there's a reason, there's a purpose for that living, and that's because we know that we're heaven bound.
Oh, amen. Amen and amen. And when we have that knowledge, that sure knowledge down on the inside of us, it changes our perspective, don't you think? I mean, Megan,
sure
talk to me about that, and then we'll go to PJ on that. It changes our perspective of life, I think.
Well, you know, looking back when I lost Grayson, there was two different perspectives in front of me, and I went through both of them. There was it was like I was standing in a hallway with mirrors, and it's on, like on the left side would have been the side that I could have walked through depression, where I could have walked through losing my joy. And then there was the other side where the Lord's presence was present, where there was joy, where there was still laughter, where there was still that spiritual Megan that was alive no matter, you know, what came at her during her walk here on this earth. And I'm glad that I now can look back and see that I chose the correct mirror. I chose the mirror to walk the path of the Almighty, because that's that where you recognize, because you are trained, you are in the Bible, you are praising the Lord, you're praying, that you can recognize that the devil, this hired nasty hand is trying to distract you
right
from your heaven bound spiritual walk. That
right.
You learn to recognize that and you step away from it, you rebuke it.
Right.
And
yes.
That's that all-knowing knowledge that the Holy Spirit empowers you with. And I'm so thankful that I was, you know, raised in church, and that I have Christian parents, and that now that I can reiterate and teach my children. But that's what being in church it teaches you. You learn from your pastor and from your Christian peers about this walk, and how important it is that you follow you're in the right flock. I hope that just makes
yes.
sense.
No, it does. Total sense. And you're right on there. PJ, comment on what she was saying, if you will.
Well, we have to believe here and now that we're going to look upon the goodness of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I would have despaired unless I believed I would see the goodness of
the
Lord.
I was thinking
in
that
the land of the living right now, which is Psalm 27:13.
I was thinking of that very scripture.
Yes.
You saw me flipping. That's what I was looking for.
Psalm 27:13.
And yeah, I would have despaired.
Yes.
And
yes, I would have given up.
How
yes.
many despairing people
right.
do we have
yes.
now?
Right.
People in despair. Again, we seem to kind of keep going back to that. Had I not believed, I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Now.
Not in the sweet by and by.
Right.
But now in the land of the living.
Amen.
I would have despaired.
I would have given up. How many people would have given up? Absolutely.
Right.
Megan, the loss of your child, we went through that with you a couple years ago. I can't believe. Has it been three?
Yeah, it'll be three in April.
I know.
Yep.
I said a couple, and then I realized it's three. But you know what, Megan, to have gone through that, you and Ben and your mom and dad and Ben's folks and the whole family and everything, it was horrendous. It was awful. It was one of those life things that you just hear about. But then when it touches somebody close to you, that's you're my family, and it's like, whoa, it is horrendous. And we would have despaired. You would have despaired. Your family would have despaired had we not believed we would see the goodness of the Lord right now. That's why he's a good, good father. Not someday in the sweet by and by, you know, pie in the sky when I die. No, it's right now. Yes, we're going to heaven and we'll see God's goodness then too. But it's right now. PJ, comment on that. We'll go back to Megan before this next song.
It is. I mean, I think of, you know, just for myself, the things I've gone through, the things you've gone through, the things all of us have gone through, and Megan's gone through it. Just, I would have despaired. I would have given up years ago.
Right.
If I had not believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, that's our lifeline, because we will see his goodness.
Amen.
We will walk in that goodness.
Amen.
We will see his provision, his protection, his promises fulfilled to us.
Yes.
So we don't have to despair.
Right.
We don't have to give up.
No.
Because we will see that.
Whoa.
And the scripture after that, wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. And he will answer.
Amen. And he will, and he will, and he will. Megan, you want to comment on that before this song?
Sure. I just comment that, you know, if people are in despair, what good is it getting you? It's not getting you anything. It's not getting you closer with the Lord. It's not healing you. It's bringing you farther and farther and farther down into the to the dirty trenches. So, you know, it's time to stop making excuses. It's time to stop wallowing in self-pity. And it's time to claim your eternal life.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, you know, there's far too many people on this planet that are in that despair. They're not living a life full of joy because maybe they don't know about the good Father. Maybe they don't have someone in their life that's ministering to them. So that's why we're here, those Christians of us that are called to be evangelists, those Christians that are called to teach to others, those Christians that are called to pray
for
others.
That's
why
right.
we're here, is to pull
right.
you out. So
exactly.
It's time to stop making excuses.
Woo! Holy, holy, holy. Terry McCallum. This will bless your socks off, I guarantee it.
You are holy.
Amen. Worship the Lord with us right now, will you? Worship you right now. Oh, we bless your holy name. We give you glory and praise for who you are, the Good Shepherd. We love you so very much. There is no God like you, mighty God. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we bow before you right now, Lord, and we remember your goodness and your faithfulness to us and your mercy that passes all understanding. God, you are always right here with us because you're the good Father. You're our good shepherd, and you love us all so very much. Lord, for our audience out there, wherever they are and whenever they listen, Lord, we lift up these dear people. You know where they are. We don't need to know, but you know who they are and where they are. We ask you, mighty God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to reach down into each heart today and cause this message to resonate in their heart, that you really are the good Father. You really are the good shepherd, and you care about every detail of our lives, that none of us are absent from your view. You see us all. We are all in your heart, and you love us, and you love us, and you love us, and you love us just the way we are, because you created us. Lord, if there are any in our audience today that do not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, let this moment in time be the time when they open their hearts to you and say, I want to know the good shepherd. I want to know the good Father. I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him. I want to hear his voice. I want to know him intimately. I want a relationship with Almighty God, this person, this three-part Trinity. I want to know them. I want to know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want that relationship with Almighty God. If that is you today, tell God that. You can say it out loud. You can say it in the quietness of your heart. Tell him that you want to deepen your relationship with him. If you're new to the things of God, invite Jesus to come into your heart right now as your personal Lord and Savior. Simply ask him to come in and simply ask him to forgive you for anything and everything you've ever said or done that was not pleasing to him. Invite him in and ask him to be your Lord and Savior and declare that you know that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. And the word says in John 10, verses 9 and 10, if you will confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. So accept him if you have not, and let this be your moment of drawing close to the good Father. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Megan, talk to us, and we'll go to PJ.
Well, while that song was playing and while you were praying, is I had a vision of Jesus. And I just want to tell the listeners that no matter what you've done, where you've been, know that you're coming. If you've declared that you believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that you're coming into a new life.
Yes.
And that Jesus is with you. And there is always a look of a father who is proud. There's never a father that looks disappointed. And that's the vision that I have right now, is that Jesus always has that, you know, I'm proud of my child. That's the vision.
That's cool.
He always has always the look he has on his face.
Right.
And, you know, that in itself is so cool, because, you know, it is true that no matter what we've done or where we've been, that we can come into a new life in him.
Oh, amen.
And we can be renewed and full of joy and full of life.
Oh, praise God. How true. And I didn't realize you were sitting in your car, so I'm going to let you go, Megan. And we're almost done with the show anyway, and I'll let you get into your family. But you're a joy. You're a blessing. I will see you soon. I'm coming up in June. I will see you soon, Meg.
I'll be glad to see you.
Yes, and thank you so much for sharing today. Just from the bottom of your heart, what a joy you are, and a wonderful radio team member. And God bless you, Ben, and the kids. And Andrew and Zoe Grace and Grayson in heaven. So God
Amen.
Bless you, Meg.
Love you guys.
Love you. Talk
love you
to
too.
You soon.
Okay, bye.
Go ahead, PJ.
Well, I was sitting here crying during that song.
Wow. I was debating between that song and another one, and I just kept feeling that we needed that presence of God to just descend on us right then.
Well,
it just...
Okay, Megan had a vision of Jesus. I had a vision of the throne room.
Did
so.
You? Wow. Praise God. Praise God.
And I want that CD, because that may be the last song we sing Wednesday night.
Okay. That sounds good. Let's do that. You got it.
And that's why I love being on the radio, is because I always get our music for Wednesday
night.
That's
right. We got
here.
It lined up. Good, good Father. We're going to do that one, too.
And God is good.
That's right. So this is perfect. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that song just, that's so true.
Yeah.
And I love it. All the saints adore you, casting down their golden crowns.
Wow.
You know, we've talked so much today about having a relationship with God and coming to God. And, you know, it's nothing that we can do.
Right.
We can't work our way into God's presence.
Right.
We can't work our way into fellowship. It all comes by faith. And that,
yes.
And humility. I mean, that's that humility. I'm looking forward to getting some crowns, but I'm looking forward to casting them before his feet.
Right. Yes.
You know, God, the love of God is so amazing.
Yes.
That, I mean, we stressed it throughout this entire show. Jesus is the shepherd. He cares for us. And in the same way that Jesus knows the Father, that's the relationship they want to have with us.
Amen.
And how often, I mean, even people like us who've been Christians since, you know, almost the crucifixion now. I know for me, I sometimes let stupid things, you know, fear, distrust, anger, especially anger, get in the way of, and anger just leads off into all sorts of other stuff.
Sure.
Devil knows that. That's why it says, be angry, but do not sin. And don't let the sun go down on your wrath. But even when we miss the mark, which is the literal meaning of sin, even when we get off the path, God still wants us to come back. And I keep going back to the prodigal son, and, you know, his father stood there, I believe, every single day looking down that road.
Right.
Looking for his son to come back. And he saw the prodigal from a long way off, and it's, scripture says it wasn't the prodigal that ran to the father. It was the father who ran to the prodigal son.
Yeah, right.
And that's how our father loves us. Our heavenly father loves us.
Yes, he does.
When he sees us turn around, he's running to meet us.
Right.
And, you know, to hug us. I mean, that story
means
more to me every year. It's like the father took that prodigal son and he didn't rebuke him. He hugged him and called for let's have a feast.
Yeah.
You've come home. Let's have a feast.
At a party.
Yeah, let's have a party. And, I think of that other Chris Tomlin song, God's Great Dance Floor, which I love.
Yeah, we'll do that soon.
But I think of those scriptures that Jesus said, so the angels rejoice. They have a party in heaven.
Right.
Every time somebody comes back to the Father.
Right, absolutely.
They're out there dancing.
Right.
And I'm believening that somebody got saved during this past.
Yeah.
You know, during the prayer,
yes,
and the angels are up there having to just dancing, you know, and I'm looking forward to being up there someday dancing too.
Amen. 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 Wow. We've had a lot that we've talked about today, but the central theme has been that you are free to live an abundant life, a life that is so much better than you can even imagine. When you decide to live it the way the good, good Father wants you to live, when you decide to run to him like that prodigal, or like the father of the prodigal son ran to the son, when you realize God's attitude towards you is one of mercy, grace, love, acceptance. In our church in Indiana, Cornerstone, that I pastored, we had in big, huge red letters on the very front of that building. And that the front was the Christian bookstore, and then the congregation, the church was behind that. And it said, Jesus loves, accepts, and forgives all. And that's what it means. Jesus does love us. He loves every one of us, and he will forgive every one of us. Mm-hmm. And he accepts every one of us right where we are. No matter what you've done, where you've been, the problems you have, the issues you have, God accepts you where you are, dear one. He loves you. He died on a cross for you. And that's, you're free. You're free to live. You have to accept it. You know, if you were I'm going to give the example from a couple weeks ago that we taught on Acts 12, and Peter is in the he's tied up to basically 16 soldiers in one way or another, and he's getting ready to be executed the next day, carried out and killed. And in the middle of the night, as he is sleeping like a baby, just trusting God and in the middle, resting in God's arms, the angel comes and opens all of those shackles on Peter. Every one falls off. And he walks, the door opens, and he walks out. By a miracle, he walks out of that prison. Don't you think that not only changed his life, but everybody around him, when they saw how free Peter was to get right back to work, he was set free to live.
He was set free to live.
And that miracle, not necessarily that you're tied up in a jail right this moment, but we can be in a jail of our own making and our minds and our emotions. So, PJ, a final word before we get to the end of this show here. It's been an amazing, anointed, wonderful show.
It has been.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, PJ.
We have a good, good father who gave his son, and the son, Jesus, willingly laid down his life for his sheep. He took it back up again in order to raise us up from the dead. That's why we're free to live, because later on in John, he says, because I live, you shall live also.
Amen.
And
that's right.
We have that resurrection life. And if we've accepted Jesus, we have that resurrection life inside of us. We
Amen.
Are free to live unhindered, unbound, and full of faith.
You are amazing. And I am so blessed to have you at my side as we pastor this congregation and this radio audience. You are an amazing man of God, and Megan is an amazing woman of God.
Yeah.
And we've had a great show. So we remind you that we will be on the air Thursday night right here on this station, tantalknetwork.com at 6:06 p.m. That's Dr. Angel, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and me under my other name, Mama Mac. And we will be bringing you our life coaching show, Go Yard. And I just recorded two new Spanish shows this morning that will be on. They're actually on Facebook on our Beacon of Hope Ministries page. One of those, number 19 of the series, is on there today if you can understand Spanish. Or you may want to go listen just for the fun of it. All right. So welcome to join us. Please join us next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area and want to come to Bible study, 3580 Almerton Road at the Red Roof Inn in the Golf Room. That's where we are Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. And don't forget to catch us live every Wednesday night at 7:30 on Facebook. And go to my page and I'll friend request me and I'll get you in. All right? So 7:30 this Wednesday night, 15 minutes in the Word, Facebook Live. God bless you. This has been Pastor Jim Ellsbury, our dear Megan Kramer in Indiana, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, bringing you the Word of God today. And remember, it is not far to Jesus. His loving arms are open wide. God bless you. See you next week, 3 o'clock, right here. Have a great week. There's no need for you. It's not far from you.